Blog Talk Radio.
And all my football inclusive.
And one. Thanks for taking your time out of your day to join us here on another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And tonight we're joined with LSU Tigers Charles Scott. And for you folks who are not familiar with Charles, he is a big-time running back, one of the top prospects leading into this year's draft. 6 foot tall, about 239. He's a load to bring down. And like I said, he's working his way back into shape after a collarbone injury that sidelined him the last four games of the year. But he's here now, and we're going to see how he feels. Charles, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Charles. Now, you know, obviously you got hurt during the Alabama game, and you missed the last four games of the season. It prevented you from playing in the Senior Bowl, which you were invited to play in. How you feeling, health-wise right now?
I'm feeling great. You know, it's just a matter of getting in the gym and getting back to full strength. But as far as, me feeling no pain, I feel strong again, so I'm feeling great.
Excellent. And, your time at the Senior Bowl, all the guys I talk to, it's like an experience. I don't think, it's its own identity. There's not too many things like the Senior Bowl. Share with the people listening what it was like to walk around the hotel and just be grabbed and pulled by scouts and GMs and coaches constantly.
It was kind of crazy. It was a deal where, a lot of guys might get nervous about it and be worried about, but I kind of just walked around and, I was just myself the whole time. I figured I'd just be Charles Scott and not worry about anything, and that would help me better to, relax and show just the different scouts and the different coaches who Charles Scott really was.
Excellent. And you were the 2008 first team All-SEC last season, led the conference with 18 touchdowns. You come back this year, you have well over 500 yards, 8 touchdowns. Things are going great. Looking back at this senior season, can you believe your time at LSU went and, has come and gone so quickly?
I mean, it went fast. I came in as a freshman and under Jacob Hester and Justin Vincent, Alec Richard, and those guys, and they kind of took me on their wings and showed me the ropes at LSU, and it seemed like I woke up the next day and I was getting ready to train for the combine, so it definitely went by fast, but I believe I enjoyed every second of it.
And talking about training for the scouting combine coming up in a few weeks, is your collarbone, is your shoulder injury, is that going to prevent you from performing anything, when you arrive at Indy?
I don't think so. We have plans now set to do everything, on the board, and I don't see it hindering me from doing any exercises to come on.
Excellent. And, not being able to play since the Alabama game, how much are you itching to, put pads on? Obviously you're not going to do that, at the combine, but how bad do you miss that physical contact of the game?
Oh, it's bad, man. It's real bad. I have to be honest with you. And I sat on the sideline for the remainder of the season after I got hurt. It just kind of aggravated me because I wanted to get out there. As soon as possible. But I'm kind of taking it in stride, and just kind of ball it up. And when I do get a chance to take it out, and then be physical, have that physical nature again, I feel like I have so much built up, it's going to be fun. So.
Excellent. We're speaking with Charles Scott, the 2008 first-team All-SEC running back, and he's making his way to the scouting combine in Indianapolis, and I think that's one of the finest invitations a college player can have, obviously, making that step towards the next level. Charles, talking about your game and making it to the next level, when did this become, this dream become a reality that, you kind of knew that you had the skill set to make it to the NFL?
When I kind of came to LSU, I signed with two other guys that were awesome running backs, Keelan Williams and Richard Murphy, and I was coming into a room with the Jacob Hester and the Justin Vincent. So, when I got in the mix and I felt like I could compete, I knew then, this is where I belong, this is, what I'm called to do. So, I never really had a doubt in my mind if I was ever capable of playing on the next level. And I think that moment right there just kind of, reassured me that, you do have the skills, and with some hard work, you can play the next level.
Excellent. And obviously playing in the SEC, the toughest division in college football. Teams that you went up against or any players that you went up against in the SEC that kind of stand out in your mind as you look back at your college days?
It was so many. I would say most recent, and with Bama, you know, the guys on Bama, Cody and Rolando McClain. And it's funny because a lot of the guys I went up against were my own teammates, you know, just in practice, scrimmage against the defense. And I went against some of the greatest players like LeRon Landry, Tyson Jackson, you know, Glenn Dorsey. So, I mean, a lot of the guys that, you know, come to mind when people ask me who are the greatest players you faced, they actually were my teammates. So.
Excellent. And how about in terms of teammates, I mean, if Charles Scott is going to grab a bite to eat tonight and he's going to call a teammate, I mean, who are you going to call?
Well, it'd probably be Richard Dixon or Kevin Shepard, you know, two of my boys that I'm always hanging with, and of course, any of the running backs, you know, we're all close. And we're pretty much a close-knit team, so, man, it could be a pool of guys. It could be a pool of random guys.
And, you know, you talked about Jacob Hester and Justin Vincent when you got there at LSU. And, I mean, your time looking back, was there anybody, I mean, even a coach, I mean, Frank Wilson or Les Miles, that somebody that really kind of helped get you to where you're at, somebody that you really say, hey, you know, I might not be here if it wasn't for them?
I honestly have to say, you know, Coach Larry Porter, which was my running back coach at the time.
Okay.
He coached me all four years. I think he stayed on my butt, you know, he stayed on my back, regardless if it was class, if it was working hard in practice, plays. You know, just developing not only as a player, but, you know, being responsible and reliable as a person. And, I mean, he brought me a long way. You know, he taught me a lot. And just showed me the ropes. He was kind of that, you know, that guy for me when I was away from my parents, you know, when I'm away from home. He kind of took me out of his way. And he was the guy for me my 4 years at LSU. So I would have to sit out without to him.
Excellent. And, I mean, your time at LSU, your 4 years, I mean, was there anywhere else that you really thought about going prior to finding yourself in Louisiana?
Excuse me, can you ask me again, sorry?
When you were going through your recruiting process, I mean, was there any other schools that you were really tempted to go to besides LSU?
I was tempted. You know, of course, I was a young high school senior. You know, I was tempted. Everybody had, you know, their best offer, but I felt like if, you know, I wanted to win games and I wanted to win national championships, it would be better if I could do it in my home state, in front of my family, in front of my people. So that's ultimately why I chose LSU.
Excellent. And speaking of your home state, I mean, the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl last week. I mean, are you a Saints fan?
Yeah, of course I'm a Saints fan. I don't think you can live in Louisiana without being a Saints fan.
So obviously you were excited with the outcome of the game then.
Oh, yeah, man. I was glad to see them, you know, finally get one. All the hard work they've been going through over the years paid off, so I was definitely happy to see that.
What were your thoughts on that last drive before the interception by Tracy Porter? I mean, did you think Manning was going to punch one in and tie it up?
It was kind of both ways. You know, I mean, it is Peyton Manning, you know, and I was like, the Saints defense is great, but it is Peyton Manning. So, I mean, I knew for a fact that somebody was going to make a mistake, and, you know, whether it was the Saints or the Colts, I mean, I knew it was coming, and that mistake was costly. So,
so in a childhood dream come true, you would, I mean, obviously just any team, but, I mean, it would be probably a perfect fit if you could go to New Orleans then, huh?
I mean, if I could stay in my home state for another 4 or so years, I mean, it would be great, you know, to continue to play. Like I said, my family's close, and, you know, I'm a real big family guy, so, I mean, it would be great for me. It would mean a lot to me.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Charles Scott, the LSU Tigers' fantastic running back who's making his way towards the NFL Draft here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Charles, I mean, obviously you're getting ready, you're getting prepped and working out. I mean, where are you working out? And the last I saw, you're about 6 foot, 239, 238. I mean, are you still weighing that weight? I mean, are you looking to shed, gain? I mean, what's the plan moving forward?
I'm working out in Duluth, Georgia with Chip Smith at Competitive Advanced Sports, and I'm probably about lost a little weight since I've been at the Senior Bowl, actually. I plan to come in at the combine, you know, around 2:30, somewhere close to 2:30, just to be a little lighter than usual, you know.
Excellent. And do you like having that weight off you? Do you feel better?
I mean, I feel good. I feel better as far as running-wise. You know, like I said, I haven't really played under 2:30 at running back, actually played a game since high school, I believe. So, I think, you know, I think I can make it work, though. You know, I think I just have to get the feel of it and get used to being this way.
Excellent. You know, and I don't want to be like that stereotype question, you know, if you were sitting down with an NFL scout, you know, what would you say your best attribute was? But, you know, when you're alone, just say, you know, you're going to go to bed tonight, you know, you're laying there and you're thinking about your game. I mean, What's something that you do that kind of brings a smile to your face that you kind of pat yourself on the back and say, I think I do that pretty well?
I would have to say just being when the fourth quarter begins, you know, those guys on the other side of the ball are just tired of seeing me, tired of tackling me. You know, like you said, I'm not the smallest guy, smallest running back in the world. So, I mean, I just feel like I wear down defenses, and by the time the game ends, you know, they're going to, you know, feel my presence. So.
And what's that feeling like when you kind of know you got the team beat and you're just going to get fed the ball and just pound it down their throat? I mean, is that the bliss of, you know, when you're playing your game? Is that the high of highs?
Oh, it definitely is. When you're in a game and you just force your will upon another player and, you know, they're giving in to it and after fighting all game and you finally get them to give in, that is just like the, all right, now let's push it to the floor. So, I mean, it's definitely the highlight.
Excellent. And looking back at your time at LSU, I mean, is there a game that kind of stands out where you were kind of in that zone where you just, you know, everything just felt perfect and you were just like a machine?
I believe I would have to say 2008 in Auburn.
And go ahead.
I don't think I scored one touchdown that game, but and I ran for 100 plus yards, and it was just the grind of the game. You know, it took every quarter, you know, every carry. You know, it started off as 3-4 yards here, and then ended up being pop 20 here, pop 20 there. So it was a hard fought game, and it was a battle. You know, and that's the game I think about when you talk about wearing down a defense. That's the game that pops into my head first.
And how about on the next level, Charles? I ask everybody that comes on this show, if you know, if we put Charles Scott under an NFL uniform and we didn't know it was you out there playing, who are you going to remind us of the most?
Tell me Jamal Lewis. So I would have to go with Jamal Lewis.
Oh, that's, I tell you what, you know, 2,000-yard running back, Super Bowl winner, one of the decade's finest running backs. So that's a nice comparison. And you agree with that?
I mean, I definitely do. You know, it's a lot of similarities. You know, the big back, every down running back, the wear down defense. I mean, definitely a lot of similarities.
Excellent. And how about the speed? You got that speed like Jamal?
Yeah, I got a little speed. You know, not too many moves, but I got a little speed.
Hey, when you're a big bruiser like that, man, you don't need to have those shifty Reggie Bush moves. You can just kind of plow your way, and like I said, that's what it's about, huh?
Right.
And how about your downtime? I mean, obviously this is going to be the busiest year of your life. I think you probably realize that now with everything that's going on. But if you get a chance just to sit back and relax, I mean, do you have any hobbies? Anything else you know you like to spend your time doing?
I would say depending on the time of the year, if I was just to get a vacation and go back home, I'd probably be in a deer stand somewhere hunting all day, or you know, fishing or something like that. You know, I'm from the sticks, I'm a country boy, so I would definitely be doing something outdoors.
So you're definitely an outdoorsman then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. How about any teammates? You ever go hunting with any teammates or fishing with any teammates like that?
A few of them. They're not as they're kind of on a different page as me some most of the time, but Richard Dixon, like I said, one of my best friends on the team, he's also, you know, pretty, like, kind of out there guy, so I would go hunting with him, fishing with him. There's not too many guys like that, you know. We got a few city boys on the team.
And we're speaking with Charles Scott, the LSU Tigers, fantastic standout running back. He was 2008 first team all SEC, and that's saying something. Back in 2008, he led the conference in with 18 touchdowns, and man, that's a lot of touchdowns, man. I mean, you save all those balls?
I actually didn't. I believe I saved my first touchdown and my last.
Nice.
And other than that, the other ones just came.
Excellent.
And I give credit. I used to talk to my O-line every day, and I used to thank them and tell them how much I love them because they did a lot for me.
Excellent. And Charles, before we wrap things up tonight, we got about a minute left. We like to call a thing we call three and out. Three quick questions. You ready to roll with that?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. If you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your running back skills, what other, you know, talent could you showcase America?
I'd probably be singing.
Singing. And if you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
Oh, that's hard. Let's see. Let me think. It's a lot of... Let me see. I say Mila Kunis.
Very nice. That's the first one. You're the first one to mention her. So, Charles, we want to wish you the best moving forward. I'll see you in Indy. I'll be there myself. I'll look forward to reaching out and saying hello to you. And like I said, best wishes. And like I said, you know, see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks. That's Charles Scott, LSU Tigers running back, and said this kid has a fantastic skill set. Prior to the injury, he was one of the top-ranked backs, and like I mean, you know how finicky the NFL world is. Once you get a little dinged up, the guys panic. But when everything settles down and they get back to what really matters, this is definitely a kid that you're going to want to keep your eyes on. The NFL draft, you know, you're going to hear his name early, and like I said, he's going to really prove to be a difference maker at the next level. I'm your host, Bo Marchant, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and I appreciate you guys taking a little bit of time out of your busy day to share it with us. And remember, if you go to the NFL Draft Bible, you can type in Bo VIP, and there you'll get 50% off the All Access membership. We're also going to be talking with Jermaine Cunningham of the Florida Gators this evening at 7:30. He's going to be joining us. Fantastic talent as well. Like I said, busy week here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows.